Jesus was perfect, all right? And they crucified him. So stop trying to please people, because you're not going to please people. Please yourself, because the Bible says no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but you nourish it and cherish it, the Lord, the church. If you take care of yourself, I said you'll be healed spiritually, physically, and financially, and you'll get out of the oppression that Satan has put you in. You'll get rid of it. If you start loving yourself, you'll get rid of the oppression. Hallelujah. Well, everybody's done me wrong. Nobody loves me. Well, Bible says love yourself. Hello? I'll tell you what Jesus said. He said love yourself. If nobody loves you, love yourself. I'm just telling you what the Word of God says. Hello? I'm just telling you what God's Word says. You got to love yourself. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. How can you love your neighbor if you don't love yourself? How are you going to be delivered from the oppression of the enemy if you don't love yourself? That's the first, one of the first and greatest commandments, is that you've got to love your neighbor as you love yourself. People don't love themselves. They don't like their color. Come on. They don't like what height they are. They don't like the conditions around them. But if you love yourself, then God is going to love you. How do you expect God to love you if you don't love yourself? Oh, glory to God anyhow. I said, how do you expect God to love you if you don't love yourself? Amen. No man hates his own flesh, but you take care of it even as the Lord the church. And that word church means the called out ones. It is not a denomination. The called out ones. We have been called out. And we are a peculiar people, and that word peculiar means we are one with a special blessing upon their life. I don't know about you, but I'm blessed. Say, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. The woman in the Bible, 1 Kings 17 chapter, she was blessed. And she had a little meal in the meal barrel left, and there was a famine in the land, but she was blessed. And God chose her. Chose the woman that had nothing but a little bit of meal in the meal barrel to bless. Why? Because she had the right attitude. Amen. When you have the right attitude, the Lord is going to provide. Because Elijah came along and he says, bake me something to eat. She says, all I got is a little bit of meal. All I've got is a little bit for me, my son. I'm going to bake that bread and then I'm going to die. But Elijah says, give me first. So because she loved herself, but if a person loves themselves, they're selfish. No, if you love yourself, you can love your neighbor. Amen. I wish somebody say hallelujah. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. So she had to have love to love Elijah, love her. You can't love your neighbor if you don't love yourself. Amen. So the Lord is going to provide. Yes. Amen. The Lord is going to provide. So where are you reading, Kevin?
Acts 10:38. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth.
It takes an anointing. Amen. We sing anointing, fall on me. Are we just singing a song? Are we just worshiping worship? Or do we want the anointing to fall on us? Amen. I think most of the times we just worship and worship. We're not worship. We don't mean what we sing. Because if we meant what we sang, you wouldn't be oppressed. Amen. If you meant what you sang, I said you'd be ready to honor God no matter what's happening, whatever condition you're in. That's what the Apostle Paul said. Whatever state I'm in, I've learned to be content. You know what content means? You're your own person. Say, I'm my own person. That's what content means. Whatever state I'm in, whatever's going on around me, he said, I am content. I am my own person. Amen. So I'm not going to listen to the convictions of others around me. I don't want to hear their tales of woe and what they're going through. I want to listen to what God has to say. He said, I'm a peculiar one. He said, you're one with a special blessing on your life. I said, thank you, Lord. I receive my blessing. Can you say hallelujah? Amen. Amen. God doesn't choose just anybody to be his disciple. God's not lost. You're lost. Amen. But he chooses them that he sees a value in. Amen. God saw a value in us. That's why he chose us. There's some people that don't have any value in them. But he chooses those that have a value in their life. People that have the right attitude in life. Those are the ones that have a value in. Those are the ones that the Lord chooses. And that little widow woman, she was rich, but she was broke, but she wasn't poor. We got a lot of rich people that are poor. I said, we got a lot of rich people that are poor, always complaining they never have enough. Money's become like drugs to them. I said, money has become like drugs. And that's what we're faced with today in the world. They say, oh, we got a problem in Long Island. Drugs are rampant in Long Island. Well, it's more than drugs that people are bound with. I said, it's money also. I wish somebody would say, thank you, Pastor. Amen. I'm telling you the way it is tonight. You know why? People need to be healed from their depression. They need a mind change. Huh? The only one that can heal your mind is Jesus. Medication, covers the problem. But when the Lord comes into your life, a change takes place. It masks the problem. That's the word I said, drugs mask the problem. But when the Lord comes in your life, you get his mind. You get the mind of Christ. Why? Because of the anointing. That's why David said, I can kill the giant. I can fight the giant. When everybody else was running, when King Saul and his army were afraid of the giant in the land, I'm not afraid of Ebola. Hello? I'm not afraid of it. You say, why aren't you afraid? Because I got the anointing. I'm not tempting God. I'm not asking to be thrown in the lion's den. I'm not picking up serpents and playing with serpents. I'm not looking to be thrown in the fiery furnace. But if it happens, I know God's going to cover me. I said, I come in contact with somebody that has that, and I don't know they have it. I'm not going to walk around in fear. I'm going to believe I'm covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. Can you say hallelujah? I said, I'm covered tonight. I'm covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. So God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but power. Everyone say power. Love and a sound mind. Amen. See, people that are oppressed don't have a sound mind. They need healing. They need healing of their mind. And coddling them is not going to bring healing. Maybe you want something from that person. That's why you coddle them. People take advantage of those that are weak. I'm going to tell you the way it is tonight. Hallelujah. And I don't think of much of anyone that takes advantage of somebody that's weak. I'm going to preach it to you. And you say amen.